say about possibly sending thousands more U.S. troops to the Middle East. It is not clear if the White House will approve of sending all or just some of the requested defensive forces. Some analysts say there is a fear that the current administration is not thinking about the impact of a proposed troop buildup. Here's the head of the think tank U.S. and America's program at the Chatham House, Dr. Leslie Vinjamori.
The issue that many of us have and that many in Congress have is that it's not clear that this administration is thinking pragmatically and rationally about the consequences of this action. It's very much on the front foot without having a very clear strategic perspective.
Tensions between Tehran and Washington have been escalating since President Donald Trump announced his decision to try to cut Iran's oil exports to zero and beef up U.S. military presence in the Gulf in response to what he said were Iranian threats. The president of India's opposition Congress party, Rahul Gandhi, said he had lost his own parliament seat in a family borough in a northern state in the biggest upset of the election on Thursday. This as Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Hindu Nationalist Party claimed it won re-election with a commanding lead in the vote count. Here's Gandhi.
Today is not the day for me to go into the details of this mandate. Today is the day that a new Prime Minister has been elected, and today is the day to wish him all the best and to hopefully he will look after the interest of this country. Thank you very much.
Political analysts see the polling as a massive vote of confidence in Modi's leadership. The popular but polarizing Hindu nationalist leader, whose blistering campaign successfully overcame concerns about a patchy economic record during his 5 years. President Trump continues to spar with congressional Democrats Thursday, a day after walking out of a failed meeting with opposition leaders on infrastructure. Trump unleashing on Twitter, incensed by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's contention that he was engaged in a cover-up in the aftermath of the Russia investigation into 2016 presidential election meddling. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says it's wrong to think the president would want to discuss infrastructure after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi accused him of a cover-up.
It's very hard to have a meeting where you accuse the president of the United States of a crime and then an hour later show up and act as if nothing's happened. The idea of that is insane, I think, to any normal person.
Pelosi says she's worried about Trump's well-being.
I wish that his family or his administration or his staff would have an intervention for the good of the country.
Pelosi also said Thursday that President Trump wants opposition Democratic lawmakers to impeach him, but that the case has yet to be made to start a formal impeachment inquiry. John Walker Lind, the American who was captured in 2001 while fighting with the Afghanistan Taliban, has been freed from federal prison in the Midwestern state of Indiana Thursday. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
John Walker Lynn was released from the federal prison in Terre Haute, Indiana this morning. The 38-year-old has spent more than 17 years behind bars after pleading guilty to providing support to the Taliban. The plea deal called for a 20-year sentence, but he's getting out a few years early for good behavior. His release is opposed by the family of Mike Spann, who had been interrogating him and other Taliban prisoners shortly before an uprising that claimed the CIA officer's life. I'm Matt Small.
Britain's Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt said Thursday that Theresa May would still be prime minister when President Trump visits Britain in early June. Hunt was responding to a question from a reporter.
When he does come, who do you think will be prime minister?
Theresa May will be prime minister to welcome him, and rightly so.
May is under intense pressure to name a date for her departure after failing in her latest bid to break the Brexit impasse in Parliament. Hunt declined to comment when asked what he would discuss with May in a meeting later on Thursday. Pakistan says it has successfully conducted a training launch of a ballistic missile capable of carrying both nuclear and conventional warheads up to 1,500 kilometers. The move came amid Pakistan's heightened military tensions with neighboring rival India, and it's seen by observers as part of efforts Islamabad is making to keep pace with New Delhi's massive investments in military hardware and more. I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip hop, all the hits and more on VOA 1. VOA 1.